Welcome to Spirits on Spirits, a podcast where we mix ghost stories with a little liquid courage. I'm Aiden.
And I'm Nate.
And together we'll dive into the eerie, the unexplained, and the downright terrifying, all while enjoying a drink or two. Each episode we'll explore haunted places, ghostly encounters, and paranormal mysteries, pairing them with the perfect cocktail to keep our nerves steady. So grab a glass, turn down the lights, and join us as we sip, shiver, and swap some spine-chilling stories. Because here at Spirits on Spirits, the only thing stronger than the ghosts are our drinks.
Welcome back, Spectre Squad.
What's up?
Oh, man. We are super excited to be back with another episode of Spirits on Spirits. This week, we are traveling down to the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. We are super excited. This is our first episode that we are recording.
Live.
Yeah, live or recording after being a published podcast.
Yeah.
So that's super dope. Feeling good about it. Feeling like we've kind of created some momentum. Just sticking with it week in, week out. And more important, like, it's just fun for us to do. Like, it's been a fun thing. Every single week to look forward to. Obviously, we had a pretty long break in between when we filmed the first episode and the second one. But since then, we've been, you know, every single week doing the research, getting together, you know, making all the accounts for it, coming up with the marketing strategy, all this kind of stuff. Trying to make it, like, feel legit. Because not only, like, making it feel legit is, in our opinion, probably the best way to build kind of a work ethic that will make this as big as possible. But also, it's fun for us to, like, feel like we have a legit podcast, like make the logo, make the background music, make all the socials and stuff like that. Like that is, you know, for me at least, and I think for Aiden has been something that's been super cool to do.
Yeah, it makes it more serious. It kind of like adds more, I don't know, I feel like administrative tasks kind of like adds to the business side
Absolutely.
Of it, which kind of helps me to it doesn't feel like just a hobby.
No,
anymore.
Yeah.
It feels like it could be like a real thing.
Yeah, which is dope. Yeah, no, this super good. We feel good about it. We hope you guys are listening along with us, enjoying it and stuff like that. We know that first one's definitely rough when it comes to the audio and stuff like that. So if you troop through it, we really appreciate it. We are definitely feel like we're getting better every single week. We're sticking with it. So, you know, to all the people that are listening along and kind of see a kernel in here that is something that hopefully is just making their week, their day, just a little bit better, a little bit more funnier. Is funnier a word?
Yeah.
Oh, word. Cool. Making their week or day just a little bit funnier. We really, really appreciate that. So thanks for being a fan of us, because we're definitely a fan of you for being a fan of us.
And also, if you're just listening for the first time, welcome.
Yeah, welcome. Spirits on Spirits pod. You heard the intro, gave kind of a rundown. But yeah, we're back in action this week at, like I said, the nation's capital, Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and so for beverage this week,
ooh,
we're doing a little gin Ricky.
Nice.
So here's what you're going to do. You're going to do 2 ounces of gin. I did lime gin, but it's up to you. You do 1/2 ounce of lime juice.
Nice.
Preferably freshly squeezed, but
it's
I did the artificial stuff.
And also
then you,
okay.
And then you top it off with soda water and ice.
Nice.
And a lime for garnish.
There you go.
So, let's first taste.
Let's do it.
Clink, clink.
Cheers.
Cheers. Dude, you know what?
What?
That is absolute dog shit.
Oh, man.
About what I expected.
Yeah,
for
you're not a gin guy.
I'm not a gin guy.
It's fine. I think it tastes like nice and refreshing, obviously, with the alternative. I like soda water. I like the flavor of lime and stuff like that. It adds just an extra layer. Like, it is definitely a bitter layer, but it adds an extra layer to it, so...
Yeah, I mean,
I vibe with it.
I mean, compared to the other gin drink that we've done, which is the gin martini,
yeah,
it's definitely worlds better.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm just not a gin guy.
That's fair.
Not a gin guy.
That is fair.
So this week for my story.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like one of us had to do it.
Had to do it to him.
The place where the big decisions are made.
There you go.
The Blanco House.
Ooh, White House.
La Casa Blanca.
Dude, why didn't... It's such a cooler name than the White House.
The Casa Blanca?
Yeah, why can't we just call it that?
But, yeah, no, I'm...
Oh, man.
But, yeah, no, I'm... apparently, like, the White House is, like, wicked haunted, which I guess makes sense because so many people have gone through there, mm-hmm. like, lived there, been, like, worked there.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of people lived there. Like, not just the president, but, like, servants.
Yeah. There was slaves at one point, too, right?
Maybe.
Don't quote me on that. I don't know if there were slaves in the White House. Maybe?
Yeah, no, I also don't know.
I don't know either.
I know that there aren't any famous ghost slaves at the White House.
Okay, so. All right. Good to know.
Yeah. But yeah, let's get into it. So, it was built between 1792 and 1800.
Okay.
And it has obviously witnessed some of the most significant moments in American history. Did you know that it was burned down?
No, I don't think I did.
In 1814, during the War of 1812, the British marched on Washington and burned it down.
They burnt that shit down?
Yeah, and then it had to be rebuilt.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it's crazy the second thing. I mean, I think the like external walls remain standing, so okay. I don't know if they were kept, but yeah, I mean all things considered, it's kind of the second White House.
That's pretty cool. Wild that it was burnt down during the War of 1812 and 1814.
Yeah.
You would have thunk that they would have named it with kind of a broader, like, War of
18... War of 1812 to 1815.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. I get it, doesn't have a great ring, but just more historically accurate, don't you think?
I do think.
Yeah.
It's been the site of celebrations, state functions, but also tragedies, untimely deaths, and a lot of sorrow.
Oh.
So it's no surprise that there are allegedly a crap load of ghosts there. A certified crap load, dude. Scientifically proven to be a crap load. So the first ghost... When you think of big presidents, who comes to mind?
Ooh, like top list of big presidents.
Like top two, I would say.
Top two big presidents.
If not number one.
I mean, the George man himself. G-dubs.
Not G-dubs.
Lincoln. Ooh.
So Lincoln is the, like, kind of like the most well-known ghost.
Really?
At the White House. Yeah.
Interesting. I did not know that.
So he was the 16th president of the United States, and he led America through the Civil War before he was assassinated in 1865. His leadership left, like, a crazy mark on the country. Like, he's known as one of the greatest leaders in probably, maybe world history.
Yeah.
Not just American history, but world history.
Yeah, I mean,
world
history. Massive cultural and socioeconomic... change for both the United States and the world.
Yeah.
With the decisions he made.
Yep.
So, crazy.
So, First Lady Grace Coolidge during the 1920s was one of the first people to report a sighting of Lincoln's ghost.
And what year? Say that year again?
In the 1920s.
And what year did he die?
1865.
Okay. So, it took him a while to start to haunt the place.
Yeah, 50 years. Well... That's the first account that we know of.
That's fair.
There was
like
probably
first, like famous person or first person that was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna talk about this."
Yeah.
Most people might have been like, "Nope."
Yeah. The cook was probably like, "Nah, that's Abe."
Yeah.
She claimed to see him standing near a window, in what had been his office and is now known as the Lincoln Bedroom.
Ooh, that's cool.
And then during Franklin D. Roosevelt's presidency, First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt said that she felt his presence in the White House, even though she never actually saw him.
Whoa.
She just felt.
That's cool.
It is cool.
He's just a very, like, stoic presence.
Yeah, powerful.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. Courageous, probably. I don't know, Abe.
Never met him.
Neither did Eleanor, so.
Dude, you know he was gay?
Abe?
Yeah, he was gay.
He was not gay.
Dude, he was gay, Abe. Gabe.
No, he was
yeah,
not.
I think he might have been gay.
I think that, no.
I don't know. He had a best friend and they slept in the same bed.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, I think you're mixing up your presents.
Nope, I promise you. I don't promise you. This is completely unsubstantiated, but I've read some stuff that he might have been gay Abe.
Okay, we're not going to say that as a fact on the pod, but
I don't know, man. He had like a best friend who like always went with him everywhere. Like his wife would not, but this friend would, and they slept in bed, like a bed together.
What, he can't just cuddle with the boys?
I mean, he can. You're right. But he also might have been gay.
I guess we'll never know.
I did also start that really aggressively.
Yeah, like, that came out of nowhere.
I was like, did you know he was gay?
Yeah,
that's
I was
how
like,
rumors start.
I was like, yeah, she never saw him. And then you were like, did you know that he...
Oh, man. Well, I'm going to prove to you during our break, like with some research and stuff like that.
All right, during the second half of
yeah,
this episode,
half.
we'll update the
yes.
the listeners on
whether or not
he was gay.
Gabe.
You know what?
Gabraham.
Even if he was?
I don't care.
Still
obviously,
the greatest president
yes.
ever.
No, so. I 100% agree. Just a fact has no sway on my opinion of him whatsoever, but he was gay.
Moving on, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill also reported seeing Lincoln while he was staying there.
That's pretty cool.
So
he also was, talk about spirits on spirits.
Oh, dude.
Like,
big time.
Pissed drunk all the time. Well, actually, I don't know if pissed drunk, but he just would drink.
He drank all the time.
All day. Like, have you seen his routine?
I think what he woke up in the morning and immediately had whiskey.
Yeah, it was he called it his mouthwash. It was watered down whiskey. And then he would do a couple hours of work. He would have a bottle of champagne with every single lunch that he had. And then he would have a couple more cocktails in the bathtub. And then I think a couple more with dinner.
So actually, maybe he would continue on to have drinks after this. But this story takes place after he had just gotten out of the bath.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. After taking a bath in the Lincoln bedroom, he allegedly walked out naked and saw Lincoln's like full-bodied apparition standing by the fireplace. And then he reportedly remarked to the ghost of Abe Lincoln, I'm going to do my best Winston Churchill impression right now. Good evening, Mr. President. You seem to have me at a disadvantage. Because he was naked.
And Abraham Lincoln was like, nice hog, bro.
I think he just smiled at him.
Nice.
Probably looking at his ween, just being like, nice. Because he was gay.
No,
he was like, I got to see old Churchy in,
oh, man. What do you think
in the nude.
Winston Churchill's dong was like, not
a chub.
Good. It was so shriveled. There's no way.
Well, yeah, he died at 90. It was definitely shriveled at that point.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know,
We've
man.
We've gotten really off task
off the rails
this
here.
Episode.
And then the last well-documented encounter with Abe Lincoln occurred during the presidency of Harry Truman. He wrote to his wife about hearing knocks at his door late at night, and he believed it to be Lincoln's ghost.
Well,
yeah,
just knocking. knocking.
Just knocking.
Knock, knocking on.
I don't think he ever actually saw Abe, though.
Why was he knocking, though? I'd be so mad at Abe Lincoln's ghost if he was just like, "So, man, what are you doing right now?" Like, bro, I'm sleeping. Oh, okay. Just that's it.
I mean, he just wants to bro out.
Yeah, I guess so.
With Harry Truman.
Yeah.
The second ghost is that of Dolly Madison, who was James Madison's wife.
Oh, that's cool.
Who was the fourth president of the United States. So Dolly was known for her charisma and social prowess. Like, she was very social.
Cool.
Which made her one of the most beloved first ladies.
Nice.
Her spirit now is said to haunt the White House Rose Garden, which was cool. Originally commissioned by her, by Dolly.
That's really cool.
So during Woodrow Wilson's administration, the First Lady Edith Wilson ordered the garden to be removed. But
why?
I don't know. I think they were trying to make space for other projects, like other buildings or something.
That's lame.
But the gardeners working on the project allegedly saw Dolly appear angry about their attempt to destroy her garden.
Well,
and they were so scared by the sight of her that they quit. They just stopped.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Nope, I'm good.
And to this day, the garden remains on the White House grounds, largely unchanged.
That's pretty baller. She's don't touch my shit.
Yeah. Hey, yo, get away from my rose gardens.
Hey, yo, that's my roses. Chill.
Yeah, so that's Dolly.
She definitely talked like that.
Yeah, for sure.
For
sure, dude. moving on to the third ghost, which is Abigail Adams.
Oh, no way.
The wife of the second president of the United States, John Adams.
Very cool.
Also, the name of a scholarship in Massachusetts. So
that's a complete fucking sham.
The John and Abigail Adams Scholarship, which gives you, $400 off per year or something?
I got it, but then I didn't use it because I went to school out of state, so I never used it.
I got it, and I used it, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is gonna do some real damage to my tuition.
Yeah, I don't think
it didn't do shit. Yeah. It, I think it was literally, $800 a year.
That's crazy.
Which, for college, you know what? Nothing.
Better than nothing, though.
Better than nothing.
Better than nothing.
Better than nothing. But, I feel like it was, hyped up as, this huge,
thing.
And it just wasn't a huge thing.
Got you.
So she was actually the first lady to live in the White House, because it wasn't built until John Adams was president.
Oh, I thought it was, for bros only beforehand.
No.
No.
George Washington never lived in the White House.
You're right. He lived. Mount Vernon. Gotcha. Yep.
You ever been to Mount Vernon?
I thought, for whatever reason, I thought you said, you ever met him? I was like, no, I have not met the first
person. Well, hey, maybe his ghost is right across the street, so maybe.
Maybe.
At the Merchant.
Yeah. But, no, I have not been to Mount Vernon.
Have you been to, any of the, Founding Fathers' estates? I went to Monticello, which is Thomas Jefferson's.
I've seen Monticello from a distance, but I never went, because I went...
It's nuts.
Is it really?
It's nuts. It's huge.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
We saw the hole that, I think the girl's name was Sally. It was his slave that would, that he had an affair with.
Oh?
Did you
have her live in a hole?
No. So we were in his bedroom, touring, and they showed us, a hole in the wall, and it was where... there's a tunnel connected to it, and she would, come in from another part of the property.
What?
Into his bedroom to have the affair.
So, sorry.
So, she would sneak
she
through
a
tunnel. She had
a sex tunnel?
He had a sex tunnel.
He had a sex tunnel.
Yeah.
Huh. Did not know that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Pretty fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Pretty fucked up. Anyway, yeah, so she was the first first lady because John Adams was the first president in the White House. But so she was known to love to do laundry.
Huh.
Super random, but it's because the East Room is where laundry was done, and it was like super warm and had good ventilation, so she liked to be in there.
Oh, interesting.
So a lot of staff members and visitors have reported seeing her apparition moving through the East Room with arms stretched wide as if she's carrying a load of laundry.
Carrying laundry. That's
pretty cool. And then witnesses will describe the scent of soap or wet clothing anytime that she passes by.
Huh. That's pretty cool. I'm starting to realize that the scent stuff is like a bigger thing.
Yeah, I never knew that either.
That would also be something that would be like, in my mind, pretty definitive. Like if a room just randomly started to smell like something.
See, I kind of feel like the opposite.
Because, oh, really?
Yeah, because like what if someone just walks by and they have cologne or perfume?
That's fair. I guess.
Or deodorant.
I guess.
Or they just wash their clothes, so it's
yeah
the scent of
I
fresh
see what
laundry.
You're
I don't know. I think that there's so many. I feel like seeing something would be definitive for me.
Yeah.
But the smell, the sounds, it just doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't do it for me.
Very cool.
As much.
That's fair.
During World War II, a group of visiting dignitaries allegedly saw her glide through the East Room.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Just gliding on through.
Gliding on through. Next up is, I would argue probably one of the most infamous presidents.
Ooh,
Andrew Jackson.
Why is he infamous again?
Trail of Tears.
Oh yeah, that's bad vibes.
Bad vibes.
Bad
yeah.
vibes. For
and
sure.
He's known to be an angry ghost. So.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah, he's kind of a temper tantrumy little biatch. So he was the seventh president of the United States, and he was known for a fiery temper and his strong-willed personality. According to some accounts, his ghost has continued to express that same vibe, that same energy in the White House.
Just being a little angry all the time?
Just a baby back bitch.
Yeah.
Mary Todd Lincoln, who was Abe's wife,
mm-hmm.
was an avid believer in the supernatural. So what I understand about her like spiritual journey is that they had a couple of sons that died young.
I did know that.
I think
yeah.
Willie was like the main one that was like Abe's like that was like
his boy. Gotcha.
And they died young, and Abigail Adams like went into a huge like
Wait, Abigail Adams?
Or no, sorry. Mary Todd Lincoln.
Gotcha.
Went into a huge, like, depression and, like, wouldn't leave her room.
That's a bummer.
But so that depression and that, like, urge to talk to her son again.
Yeah, that makes
kind
sense.
Of, like, opened her up to doing seances and, like, trying to, like, conjure up the spirits of her.
Wow.
Her sons in the White House. So that's kind of like, I think, why so many ghosts exist there is because paranormal, like, conjurings have happened there,
yeah.
too.
Which, again, way more common than I realized.
Yeah.
Based on kind of the episodes and the research we've done.
But yeah, I mean, think about it. Like, Ouija boards even are,
yeah,
like marketed to kids.
Yeah.
And they're allegedly
a portal
something
opener.
That could, yeah, conjure up some ghosts.
Wild.
So... tons of people on Ouija boards. I don't own one.
Yeah.
But
we have a tray table that's designed at, like, we don't, it's not a Ouija board. It's like a tray table. Like, you put food on and carry it, but it
but
has,
it has the image of
yes.
a Ouija board
yeah,
on
yeah.
it. Yeah. That's cool. But she claimed to hear Jackson stomping and swearing in the Rose Room.
Oh, geez.
Which was his bedroom when he lived there. And then White House staff members have reported an eerie presence and inexplicable sounds leading some to believe that Jackson has never actually left the White House. Can you imagine, like, just being, like, a clerk or something for, like, a politician? And you're like, you know what? I'm living life. I'm, like, living my dream of, like, breaking into politics. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you just see, like, some angry, like, 1800s man just stomping through the House.
Dude, and the other thing, too, is, like, every location we're talking about that has, like, multiple haunts and stuff like that, there's, like, always, like, one bad vibe ghost.
Yeah.
I would hate to be the bad vibe ghost.
I would hate to be trapped with the bad vibe. Like, be one of the good vibe ghosts.
Better point.
Yeah, that you have to, like, hang with the bad vibe ghost.
Yes.
That would suck.
That would suck. You're like, fucking Jerry, you're just killing the mood.
Have you seen the show Ghosts?
No, I haven't. I've seen the ads for it, but I haven't seen it. Is it a good one?
Yeah, and, like, there's a couple of episodes where, like, I won't give too much away, but one of the ghosts is a Victorian era lady, and she hated her husband, and she thought that he was, like, gone to whatever, like, either heaven or hell.
Yeah.
And they find him, like, locked in a vault or, like, a cellar or something, and his ghost is there, and so she's, like, trapped there for a little while with him. He's bad vibes. But, yeah, to be trapped with the bad vibes ghost, to be trapped with Andrew Jackson for eternity.
Yes. Just dude, stomping all around.
Dude, just gouge my ears out. Like, no thanks.
Yeah, that would be a tough one.
Just trying to, like, sleep, and you just hear Andy Jackson having a tantrum.
Oh, man. Brutal.
There are some other notable spirits that I'll just touch on very briefly.
Uh-huh.
So there's David Burns, who was a guy who originally owned property, that would later turn into White House, like, estate property.
Oh, word.
So obviously in order to build the White House grounds and do all that, they had to kick some people off of their
land. Yeah. Eminent domain.
Yeah. So they were trying to get this guy off of his land for so long. And he was, like, the one holdout who wouldn't give up his property to the government. And so anyway, eventually they got his property. His name was David Burns, and people say now, because he was, like, a super angry ghost, especially because
He got kicked off his land,
which was, like, I think it was, like, generational property. Like, property it had been passed down for a while.
Got you.
But people will hear, "I am Mr. Burns," in various rooms. Just making his presence known.
Just a little pissed off all the time.
Another ghost is that of William Henry Harrison. Do you know what he's known for?
No.
He's known for being the shortest tenured president.
Really?
He was in office for 32 days.
Whoa.
Before he died.
Oh.
And they think that he died because during his inaugural address, it was, like, super cold and rainy.
Oh, he was this guy.
Yeah. And he was like, "I'm not going to wear weather-appropriate clothes." And it was a two-hour-long speech, and the dude was, like, cold and wet.
Yeah.
And even when he got back to the White House, he didn't change his clothes. So
he was like, "I gotta get to work."
Yeah. So he got, like, sick and died.
He is the inspiration to middle school boys everywhere when it's winter and they're like, "I'm wearing shorts." They look up to him.
Yeah. They're
like, that's my hero.
Yeah, they all have pictures of him in their lockers. They, like, kiss it on the way to class. But so he's actually, like, this number surprised me. He's one of only two presidents to die at the White House.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's the other one?
It was Zachary Taylor.
Oh, okay. Only two that kicked it in the White House.
Also, I know nothing about Zachary Taylor.
No, I mean, I'm starting to realize I don't know much about most of our presidents.
Yeah.
Which, like, we definitely had to learn about in school, right?
We learned about the big ones. I feel like we didn't learn much.
We learned about all of them. We took AP US History.
Yeah.
I thought we learned about all
of them.
I
mean, nothing big happened in this guy's presidency.
Yeah, but I vaguely remember us going through and, like, doing at least one slide or, like, set of notes on every president.
Yeah, I know nothing about Zachary Taylor. Couldn't tell you what he looks like.
Nope.
Couldn't tell you what year he was. Yeah, no.
No, nothing.
No. But so, yeah, he was only in office, back to William Henry Harrison, 9th president of the United States, only in office for 32 days. Before he died of illness. And his ghost is said to haunt the attic.
The attic?
Yeah, I don't know why you would choose the attic.
Probably because it was the warmest place in the house.
Yeah. He was the only place that Andrew Jackson isn't.
He's like, I can't fucking listen to this
guy. I can't stand this dude.
Oh, man. Yeah. And I'm shopping wet. I need a place that's pretty humid and warm.
So I was thinking about that while I was researching William Henry Harrison. Do you think if you die and you're, like, you die of, like, cold?
Sopping wetness.
And sopping wet, that you stay like that forever?
Ew. That would be so gross, just to be cold and soggy all the time. Like, you ever get caught in the rain when it's, like, kind of cold out, and then you come home and you're like, I hate everything right now.
Dude, top three worst feelings in the world, wet socks.
Yes. Cold, wet socks.
Cold, wet socks. Awful.
Awful. And this guy has to wear them for eternity.
Oh, yeah. I mean, assuming that that's actually what happens.
Hopefully they let him change.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
You know, I don't have too much faith that is the case. But
that's crazy.
That would suck.
That would suck so bad.
Like, I don't think that he was still wet by the time that he died, but
I mean, he was like
sick. I mean, people die wet. They drown, you know?
Yeah, that's fair.
Are you just eternally wet? Oh, that would suck.
That would suck.
If eternally you drown wet. In the ocean, do you think you haunt the ocean? That'd be Dude, imagine, like, snorkeling.
We should do that, like a episode about, like, a ship or something. I mean, because people haunt ships.
Yeah. Queen Mary.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know if people haunt the ocean. Maybe that's, like, what sirens are. Like, mermaids and stuff like that. People that haunt the ocean.
People who died in the ocean and are good singers.
Yeah.
And very attractive.
Dude, I wonder if there's, like, American Idol for, like, people that died in the ocean.
And the winner gets to be a siren?
Yeah. There's just some guy.
Simon Cowell.
No.
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 Stop. Stop.
Stop it. Stop it. You're rubbish. Rubbish.
It's a no from me.
Yep. Go haunt a tide pool or something. Oh, man.
Do you think they, like, get condemned to the Mariana Trench?
Yeah.
Just eternal darkness.
Man.
During the administration of Harry Truman, there were multiple reports of supernatural occurrences. Truman himself wrote to his wife, again, about mysterious knocks on the walls, including the knocks on the door from Abe, and then footsteps in empty hallways and doors opening and closing by unseen hands.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That's the White House. I feel like I didn't even cover, like,
a lot of it.
Yeah, probably like 20% of the hauntings at the White House. Like, it's crazy.
So, put it through the haunted or not meter.
Oh, not even a question.
Yeah.
If anywhere's going to be haunted, the White House has got to be.
I agree. Well, and I also think, too, like, I would imagine, like, buildings of that level of importance just hold a certain energy to them. Like, they hold the energy in, it almost feels like. So I think I could see it being a place where there's a lot of energy and whatnot, including...
Yeah, like, not only have...
Supernatural.
Not only have a lot of people died in the building, but, like, a lot of people's deaths are related to decisions that have been made. in the building. So I have to imagine that that just also contributes to the vibes.
For sure.
So,
Yeah.
yeah, definitely haunted. What about you?
Cool. Yeah, I go haunted. I agree. For what I was already saying, where it's like, there's a lot of energy in there, a lot of history, a lot of people. It's bound to be haunted. Cool.
And like the top dog of the nation several times has said it's haunted.
Yeah.
Like multiple
Multiple
different top
times.
dogs
Multiple
have said,
times.
yeah, there's weird shit going on in
Yeah.
there. So I don't know. I feel like there's got to be, like, it's a pattern at this point. There's got to
Yeah,
be something going on
I
there.
agree. Cool. All right. Well, chug up. We'll do a quick little intermish, and then I'll start mine.
Yep, I will chug the rest of this, pour myself a new one,
Which
and then
is
we'll be back with you.
a lot.
Yeah, no, I haven't even drank half of it yet. It's a tough drink. Tough drink.
I'll rip it. I'll Google whether or not Abraham Lincoln's gay while you do that.
All right, we'll see you in a few.
Peace. Welcome back, dude.
Saw.
Saw, dude. Did some. I hit the Googs pretty hard during the break. There's definitely a lot of evidence out there as to Abraham Lincoln being kind of gay. Like, obviously, nothing definitive. Like, there's not a picture of him making out with a man. So, like, there's
I
nothing
figured.
super definitive, but, like, you know, there's a lot of stuff, like a lot of articles and stuff. There, I believe there was even a documentary or something that scholars have been doing. It's a widely contested thing. Like, a lot of people are like, no, he's not gay. And a lot of other people are like, I don't know, he did some pretty gay things.
I feel like that's the case with a lot of historical figures.
Yeah, I think, like, I don't know. I know nothing about sexuality throughout the ages, so I'm not even gonna pretend to, like, talk about it whatsoever. But I do think there was, like, a period, like, there was period appropriate behavior in terms of, like, he was sleeping in the same bed with, like, men, but there was, like, four specific men that he had spent considerable amount of time with throughout his years and stuff like that. And that, like, some of his family members were, like, noting in letters and stuff like that that he was really disinterested in women and then was sleeping on really small cots with, like, soldiers and stuff like that. So, yeah, definitely some, like, stuff that makes you think and go, huh, he might have been.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. So, yeah.
Well, now we know.
Now we know.
Now we know that he was potentially gay.
Abraham Lincoln. He was gay. He was totally gay.
Potentially, allegedly.
Yep, allegedly gay. Yep.
We are not a
No, we're not historians,
yeah, no.
nor alive during the 1800s, so we don't know. We
Nope.
don't know. We
We were
don't
not
know.
in Abe's inner circle, so we couldn't tell you.
Couldn't tell you. Sucking face with dudes? We don't know.
Potentially.
Potentially.
It's a real potential.
Potentially sucking the fuck out of a face of some dude.
Yeah,
Maybe.
no,
We
that's a
don't know,
potential.
though.
It's a real potential.
Total potential.
Total
Don't know, though.
100% potential.
Potential. Oh, man. All right. Should I get into my story?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right. So I picked a really weird one.
Okay.
Just more so because it was like, it was weird. Like, it stood out to me. Like, so I was gonna do the Capitol building at first. There was some really cool information about the Capitol building. Particularly that there is this, like, ghost apparition of a black cat that is seen before, only before national tragedies. So whenever it's seen, people are like, oh, something really bad's about to happen.
Do you have any examples of?
Nope, because I didn't get past, like, the first parts of the articles. Because
Oh.
there was just something. So I was going to do the Capitol building. I didn't do the Capitol building, but there was this one that stood out to me. So my first take on, like, trying to find a place was actually YouTube. Usually I Google and, like, go on websites and, like, stuff like that. But I, for whatever reason, I, like, picked Google first. And the place that,
YouTube.
or YouTube, yeah, sorry, the tubes. I went on and I was watching this video, and like the second most haunted place like on this list and stuff like that was this house that looked really strange and just like out of place. And the whole time I was like looking at the Capitol, looking at some of these other places, it just like, I don't know, there was something like odd about it that like brought me back to it every time. So, because there was two, like there was a couple where I was like, I picked a different mansion and I was like, I don't know. And then I like went back and I was like, Capitol Building. And I read that about the Black Hat and stuff like that. I was like, that's really cool. But the whole time in the back of my head, I'm like, man, there's just something about this house that like was very interesting to me.
It's the spirits trying to reel you in.
Maybe. And you know what? That might even be part of it, because there was such like ambiguity. Like there wasn't, there was no, it was hard to find like definitive stories of like the different spirits and stuff like that. So I'll just get into it. So the house that I did, or the location I did, was the old stone house, and it's located in Washington, D.C.'s Georgetown neighborhood. It's the oldest structure on its original foundation in the city of Washington, D.C. It was constructed in 1765, like 1766, like around that time. So it is made like out of stone, like it's called the old stone house. Like it's made out of like these like stones, and
because it's an old stone house,
exactly. But it just, it, to me, it stands out a lot. Just the look of it was very peculiar, because it also like, it wasn't big. Like it's not a big house either. Like I think obviously for the time, like it was someone who had means to some extent, but like it wasn't that big.
I just don't think that houses back then were.
But that's a lie. I think especially in Washington, D.C., like that, like 1780, early 1800s, when the White House were being built, it was a lot of mansions that were being built for people of political positions. Like they'd built like, you know, the thing for the Secretary of the Navy, like, gets a mansion. This person gets a mansion. So they
were, but like the general house,
yeah, wasn't that big.
Because you got to heat it. Like you probably have one fireplace.
I agree. Yeah, and I think that's why it stood out to me so much. Was like, it's just this like old, small, quaint looking house that exists in this place that is full of grandiose people and ideas and power and all this kind of stuff, and it just exists.
And places like the White House, which, yes, is ginormous. I 100%. Think it's like 55,000 square feet.
Yeah. But so in 1764, Christopher and Rachel Lehman purchased Lot 3 in Georgetown's commercial district and built a simple one-room house the following year. So they just...
One room?
Yeah. Just a one... Like, I'm talking like... It is like... It's like... When you go on those, like, I don't know if this is a shared thing, but, you know, living in the area we grew up in, like, you'd go on, like, colonial field trips, and you'd see a place, like, a colonial house, and it's like, it's just one room.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, that's what this was.
Yeah, like, Pioneer Village.
Yes. Where they shot,
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus. Yeah, that's the house from Hocus Pocus. They shot, the scene in that's actually a perfect comparison. When you see the house in Hocus Pocus, like, that is what this building looks like.
Yeah.
But it's made of stone.
Tiny little building.
Yeah. So, the interesting thing, though, is that Christopher Lehman actually died an untimely death in 1765. So, they built that house just in 1 year, and then he died the year after. So.
That sucks.
Yeah. Definitely does suck. And then Cassandra Chu, a widow of considerable means, built the house, or bought the house, and then expanded on it, added like a rear kitchen, a second floor, and then a third floor was built in 1790. And that's just how the house is today. Like, it's just, like, she added on to those couple things, and now that's what it looks like. So, again, obviously, it's a little bit bigger when it was first built, but it's still just a pretty quaint house. It's been a couple of different things throughout the years. It's been an inn, a merchant shop, all that kind of stuff through like the 19th and 20th century. But But at no point did it change the external feature or really anything like that. And then in 1953, the government bought it for $90,000, if you were at all curious. And then the National Parks Service kind of restored it. Now it's a museum. But the interesting thing about this house is that it actually has a lot of ghosts in it. When I say a lot of ghosts, how many ghosts do you think?
Four.
Okay. This house has in between 10 and 13 ghosts that are seen in it.
In like three rooms?
Yeah, like in three rooms. And I couldn't even get like a concrete list. Like every single different site or source had like a different like, oh, this ghost here and this ghost here and stuff like that. So there was like a lot of different ghosts that lived there and stuff like that. So I thought that was pretty interesting. So let's see. There's one specific ghost who is not good vibes. And his origin story is believed to be, there's a couple different things, but his name is George. So the ghost named George is hella bad vibes.
Not Washington, I'm assuming.
Not Washington, although an interesting thing about this property was that for whatever reason, or not for whatever reason, but it was believed at one point to be like George Washington's headquarters for a period of time.
Oh.
That has since been disproven.
Debunked.
Yeah, debunked. So does not, that part of the legacy is not one that is associated with it anymore. There's still some sites and stuff that say that, like, oh, this was George Washington headquarters, or allegedly, like, this is George Washington's headquarters, but widely among, like, the more deeper research you do, like, it was not his, like, he has no association to the house, that I could find, in a long-standing, meaningful way. But this ghost named George was, or is hella bad vibes. But particularly to women visitors and guests and stuff like that.
Okay, not great.
Not great. He lives up in a bedroom on the third floor, and women have reportedly been strangled, beat. There was one that even said, like, knifed, which I don't know how a ghost...
What?
I don't know how a ghost would knife someone, but, like...
Also, that would be, like, a... I feel like that would be a bigger thing.
Yeah, a bigger thing.
Get stabbed by a ghost. I feel like that would be well known within the paranormal community.
Yes, I agree. There's not many times ghosts stab people, so.
No. That's the one I've heard about ever. Yes. So.
Unless it's a succubus.
One of one.
Or incubus. What's the female one? Or male one?
Incubus.
Incubus. He stabs you with his penis. Yeah, I still think that's one of the wildest things
that's
of all time.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
But I digress. George, bad vibes, knifing, stabbing.
Right.
Saying dirty things, not nice things, strangling. Strangling was like the biggest one of like, you walk into the room and you're a girl, George is going to go, ugh, and try to strangle you.
He sounds like a real stand-up guy.
Yeah, he's not great. So the one story... So. There's not a lot known about him or why or how or stuff like that. But the biggest thing I could find, so Cassandra Chu and her daughter, the property was owned by Cassandra, and then it was passed down to her daughter. Both of them owned a lot of slaves, and they were like widow, like lived on their own, and like were like matriarchy households, like they're run by women and stuff like that. And Rachel, it was Cassandra's daughter. And she sold some of her slaves. But even after she sold some of her slaves, she still had like 15. Which is a lot.
That's a lot of slaves.
Right? Like, I read that number and I was like,
wait, in this house?
Yeah, I don't know where they, like, maybe there was like a slave quarters or
but
something.
But what did
like
they
that.
Do?
I don't know, but she owned them.
Does the house come with, like, land?
I mean, there was a couple acres, I think, at one point. But, yeah, owned a considerable amount of slaves. So there was some speculation that George is a former slave that, like, just dislikes women because his masters were women.
Okay.
So that was, like, the most concrete, like, reason behind him being a malevolent spirit.
I buy
specifically
that.
Towards women. So that was an interesting one. Yeah, so there also, the second most famous ghost that I could find was this woman in a brown dress. She was, again, seen on the third floor, and is seen doing kind of like duties and stuff like that. So it's speculated that she's also a slave.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third most, like, so, okay, tie for three. It's called a spirit known as the athletic woman, and then a spirit known as Joey. I guess I think tie goes to the kid, honestly, when you're trying to rank, like, hauntedness and spooky factor.
Yeah.
Tie goes to the kid, right?
Well, I feel like I need to hear the characteristics.
Well, so just Joey's a little boy that, like, runs around the house and, like, it just acts like a little boy and stuff like that.
And then the other one was an athletic woman, you said?
Athletic woman is seen doing laps up and down the stairs. So she's just running back and forth down
the
stairs all day.
I don't know, because staircase ghosts kind of freak me out.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's like, you feel vulnerable when you're on stairs.
That's fair. I always have this slight fear that I'm going to fall down the stairs that I'm on.
Yeah, and if an athletic woman ghost is, like, running down the stairs, mm-hmm, as you're walking up, who's to say she's not going to shove you down?
Well, and so my thought is she's a slave, too, and had, like, duties that involved, like, just running up and down the stairs her whole day.
Maybe she's chasing Joey. Maybe
exhausting.
Joey's, like, maybe she was, like, a...
Oh, maybe,
like,
too.
A babysitter.
Yeah. That's cool.
What would that role be called? Not a babysitter, obviously.
Like a nanny?
Yeah, maybe like a nanny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that they had, like, slaves who...
Yeah, definitely took
after
care of
the
kids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think the interesting thing is, like, so those were kind of the main ones. But really, there's no background story. So Cassandra rented out the house until she passed away, which was 1811, I believe. She rented out the house. So there was a lot of people that came and gone that just no one knows. There's no record of. Like, no one knows who they were and stuff like that. And then, yeah, again, once she passed away, her daughter picked it up, and her daughter had slaves too. But there was just a lot of people that were coming and going throughout the house. So really no one knows who any of the 10 to 13 spirits are.
That's wild.
Yeah. So, I don't know. What do you think? Haunted or not?
I don't know. I feel like I'm a little less convinced on this one.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to picture, like, 13 ghosts in, like, essentially a 3-room.
Yeah,
house.
Like, not a big space at all.
And also the living people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff going on.
Agreed. Yeah, like, now it's, like, because I saw a video or, like, picture of it now, and, like, the first floor is, like, a National Parks, like, gift shop. And it didn't really have, like...
Yeah.
But also didn't see the upper floors, especially the third floor, which is where they say a lot of the stuff goes down.
It kind of... and I obviously haven't seen pictures of it, but, like, it kind of sounds to me like I went and visited the Anne of Green Gables house.
Okay.
It kind of sounds like that to me,
like,
for some reason.
Vibe.
Yeah.
Got you.
Which I could see the Anne of Green Gables house being haunted for sure.
I don't know where that one is.
PEI.
Where?
Prince Edward Island. In Canada.
Gotcha. Yeah. That was a douchey acronym. Oh, just PEI.
It's in PEI.
Oh, man. No, yeah, I see what you're saying, but I definitely, that'd be one that I'd be interested in. Go, that would be like perfect starter, like ghost. Although no, George kind of fucks up the perfect starter pack, but I don't want to get strangled. So I'd be definitely down for that, in terms of like going down there. But again, George kind of screws it up. I don't want to be strangled, so.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, but you're also not a woman.
No.
So he might not.
Feel like a woman.
He might not dislike you as much.
Yeah, that's fair. Cool. Well, I felt like that was a solid take on the spooky encounters and spirits that inhabit our nation's cap.
Definitely.
Cool.
Well, if you have any stories, feel free to send them to spiritsonspiritspod@gmail.com. Follow us on our Instagram, TikTok, Spotify, YouTube, do all the
Everything.
stuff.
Yeah, we should have a couple skits up on the tick, on the talk,
The tic tac.
on the T square, the talker. Soon. We were planning those out this week, and those we think they're gonna be kind of funny. So we're definitely, honestly, by the time this episode comes out, they should already be out though, right? Yeah.
I would say definitely.
I if we have our shit together, yeah.
I think
I
we
think
can.
we will. So, yeah, definitely. Please like, subscribe, rate. I didn't know you could rate a podcast.
Rate it on Spotify and Apple
Yes,
Podcasts.
it's kind of a pain in the ass to like go into the podcast and rate on Spotify, but we would. It would mean a lot to us.
Yeah.
So
And
definitely.
follow also.
Yeah, follow too.
Follow on Spotify,
Instagram,
YouTube,
all
Instagram,
that stuff.
TikTok.
Yeah, I mean, ideally, we want to start to like, if this gets big enough and we can invest in the equipment and stuff like that, we want a video aspect to the podcast too. So obviously, the YouTube's a little lackluster right now, but the end goal is to get it to a point where we're filming these episodes and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can see us
Yeah.
drinking the beverages.
I'm gonna have to stop podcasting naked if that's the case, though.
Same.
Yeah. Oh, man.
We're
Cool.
old, couple of old Winston Churchills out here.
Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, tally ho.
Tally ho! See you next week.
All right. Peace.
Peace.